Hi, this is Colleen Francis from Engage Selling. You're listening to The Sales Leader.
Do you have the skills to turn data and technology into an unfair advantage and capture a higher market share in your business? That's the question business leaders need to be asking both themselves and their organizations in the future in order to drive more sales. Let's think about what this really means. Studies are all showing that end user spending on cloud services by the end of 2015, that's just around the corner, is going to be $180 billion. At the same time, the amount of money that's being spent on big data, data to really analyze their businesses, is going to surge to $282 billion in 2019. All the while, the amount of money being spent on devices is growing phenomenally and will move from $10 billion to $50 billion by 2020. All this to say, there's more technology and more data available to more people than ever before. A couple of things that you need to pay attention to. One, businesses are moving towards a bring-your-own-device technology platform, meaning that people, your buyers, are using their own devices in their workplace. And they're not just using it in their workplace, but they're also using those at home. From a sales perspective, this means that all of your sales platforms, anything that you're using to drive business, need to run across multiple platforms, multiple operating systems, at home, at work, anywhere. Your technology or the technology part of your sales process needs to be truly 24/7. It doesn't matter where the buyer is, in what part of the country, whether they're at home, at work, on a mobile device, or what operating system they're using, it all has to interact seamlessly. And with this massive technology and data convergence comes impatience. What I mean by that is buyers have no patience for technology, websites, conversations with your sales reps that work across one platform but not the other. Simple example for you. One of my favorite restaurants here in Miami just rolled out a new ordering system online. It works beautifully on Android, but terribly on the Apple operating system. Why would they do that? They've alienated all of their iPhone, iPad, and Mac users. It's easier for me to just pick up the phone and call the order in, but they're satisfying their Android customers. Now, you might think, well, maybe that's the route that they wanted to go, but think about this in a bring-your-own-device technology environment. If you've got both of those devices at home and one day you pick up your iPad to order and it doesn't work well, but it worked just the other day on Android, are you more frustrated or less frustrated with that company? And so technology is driving many decisions. Why? Because users want to have a seamless interaction with you. And if you irritate them during any segment of the sales process using any of the technology that they've chosen, then you slow down your ability to make a sale, you erode the relationship, and the buyer goes on to find somebody who's more in tune with their needs. So thinking about my first question, you need to ask yourself the following. Do you have the skills to turn data and technology into an unfair advantage? And are you willing to implement those skills in order to capture accelerated growth?
You've been listening to The Sales Leader, Colleen Francis. Thanks for joining us today.